Okay, bro.
Pretty.
So we're up to the part where we finished basically the introduction. 2 weeks into the Zman, and we finished the introduction. After he starts now going a little, he now
Wait,
goes
is there
back.
papers for the next
Yeah,
part?
he goes back now to a different part. He explains now what the phrase of Zachreinu L'chaim Melech Chafetz V'chaim, the Chasveinu B'Sefer HaChaim, L'man Chalukim Chaim. So let's try to understand in his from the Ramchal, what is the inyan of Zachreinu L'chaim? Dr. Ramchal, very fascinating. Zokdram like this. Let's go get a little background. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Shlosh Sfarim Riftachim. Amar Rav Chris Padoy, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Shlosh Sfarim Riftachim, Sifrei Tzadikim, Nechtovim Altar L'chaim, Sifrei Yeshoyim, Nechtovim Altar L'misa, Beinanim, Tluim V'oimdim. Okay, so obviously all the Rishonim, all the Mepharshim ask that it's not true. We don't see that Rishonim are all Nidon L'mesim, and we don't see that all Tzadikim are Nidon L'chaim. And therefore, how could the Gemara say that all the tzaddikim are nichtav v'nechtam on Rosh Hashanah l'chaim? And how could we say that all the rishoyim are nichtav v'nechtam l'misa? Zok the rishoyim to mahalchim. The Ran says it means tzaddikim bedin and rasha bedin, right? Like it says v'hayam bin hakoyis harasha, right? V'tzdikus a tzaddik v'yershuas harasha. It means the person that comes out on top and the person versus the person that comes out on the bottom. The person that comes out on top, he's a tzaddik for the din. So even if he's a rasha overall, but he's a tzaddik in the din, he gets chaim. Person that's a rasha b'din gets misa. Okay, so that's pretty much understood by the Ran. Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos says that this din that we're discussing on Rosh Hashanah is not the din of Olam Hazeh. It's the din of Olam Haba. It's the din of Olam Haba, and in the din of Olam Haba, tzaddikim are nechtavim v'nechtamim la'altar l'chaim, and the rishonim are nechtavim v'nechtamim la'altar l'misa. Nashaila on Tosfos. The Mefarshim asked the question on Tosfos that what is the point of doing a din on Olam Haba now on every Rosh Hashanah in Olam Hazeh? When it comes to Olam Hazeh, when it comes to Olam Haba, after 120, you'll have a din on Olam Haba. Now you're getting a judgment if you're going to have Chaim in Olam Haba. So some say what it means is that every year, a person has to understand in Shemayim, it needs to be decided what type of person are you? Are you an Olam HaBadik person? You're not an Olam HaBadik person. Because depending on your standing in Olam HaBa is how you're going to be treated in Olam HaZeh. If you're a tzaddik and you're an Olam HaBadik person, so then we look at you totally differently. On the one hand, maybe you get more punished because you want to get rid of some of your Yisurim. So you can get more Olam HaBa. On the other hand, maybe I'll give you more because since you're a person that's Olam HaBadik, so then the Olam HaZeh I'm giving you is not your schar. You don't care for this Olam HaBa stuff, Olam HaZeh. It's just you need it to be able to do more mitzvahs. So maybe I'll treat you, I'll give it to you in order to help you do more mitzvahs as a part of your, compensation package. You know, if you have a good employee, you're going to meet with high-level clients, you got to get a good car. Right? So therefore, knowing if you're a Ben Olam Haba or you're not a Ben Olam Haba will be very important in understanding what your din in Olam Hazeh is. Now, taking Tosis one step further. So the simple way of understanding it is that we decide if we look at your Maisim, are you a tzaddik, you're not a tzaddik? If you're a tzaddik, then you're nechtav that you're gonna have chayim in Olam Haba. So the Sefer HaChayim means you're a Sefer of a person that has Chayim in Olam Haba. And the Sefer HaMeisim means you have no Chayim in Olam Haba. Right? So the Ramchal is going with the Shita of Tosfos that Chasveinu L'Chayim is referring to Chayei Olam Haba. And that's what we're referring to. But it doesn't mean just a third-party thing. That there's a book of people, hey, you got to check. You get a ticket in Olam Haba, you don't get a ticket in Olam Haba. That's the Sefer HaChaim. No. A person who is a tzaddik By definition, it's very important Knesset was saying. By definition, a person who is a tzaddik, he is in the Sefer HaChaim. Because Sefer HaChaim is tzaddikim b'misason kruim chayim. A tzaddik is somebody who is a chai. Rishoyim b'chayayim nikruim mesim. A rasha, even when he's alive, is called mes. What's the oimek hadavar? Mes is if you uproot a tree, the tree is dead. It looks like it's not, but it can't survive. It's very limited. It has no nitzchias. It's not attached to any source of life. What's a ma'ayan? Mayim chayim. What's a mayan? It has a constant flow. It doesn't have to wait for rainwater. It's always connected to something eternal. Chayim is as much as a person is connected to eternity. Misa is when a person is limited and time's up. Right? Ki ben mavis ata. Right? By other Marishan. If he was going to live forever, then he's a chai. If not, he's already a ben mavis. Chai is eternal. Misa is you're on the clock. You're not eternal. A tzaddik is a chai. He's written in the sifra, in the sefer of Chaim. He's written in the sefer those who have eternal life because they're connected to their in their neshama and their source. They're connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The rasha is a mace because he has no eternal chiyus to him. And that's what the tefillah means. Zochreinu l'chaim, you should list us amongst those who are truly chai, then we are tzaddikim. Zochreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz, you are chofetz in those who are chaim. You are chofetz in us, in those who are chaim. L'mancha, because we're living for you. And that is the yisoid of the tefillah, Zochreinu l'chaim. We just said a lot of information very quickly in about 8 minutes to be exact. But let's read it now slowly, the words that he says. In this print that I printed out here, it's on page, I don't know about that. Let me here, take this. It's page, I can't read the pages really. Vav, Rishon Vav. Inyan Sefer HaChaim. Hinei Ha'adam Nidoin Tchila Api Maisa. The first thing you have to judge is your actions. Limonois, if you're going to be counted amongst tzaddikim, or you're amongst the tzaddikim. The Rishon, v'zeh nikra mamish sefer ha'chaim, and that mamish is a sefer ha'chai. This the list of tzaddikim is the sefer of Chaim. The list of Rishoyim is the sefer. It's not if you're zoichet to Chaim or you're zoichet to Nisa. It's who are you? Are you in the list of Chaim or you're not on the list of Chaim? That's what it means. So it's like Tosfos that it's referring to Olam HaBa, but it's even more so. The way you learn Tosfos simply is, are you zoichet to Chaim or you're not zoichet to Chaim, which is a little shver because, like we said. Who cares? You'll figure that out. You'll figure that out after 120. But according to the Ramchal, it's not which sefer you're zoiche into. It's where are you? What list are you in? Are you in the list of the Chaim people? Or are you listening to the Mason people? Dahainu hanikva bin atzadikim. Someone that's listed by the tzadikim who hanikta b'sefer Chaim. That is the sefer Chaim. V'hanitcha v'nikva bin Rishoyim. It's someone that is pushed away, and he's in the list of Rishoyim who hanikta b'sefer Mason. That is the sefer Mason. Someone that is listed as the Remember us as the Chaim. Okay, now there's a lot to say on this, but I just want to make sure that I'm got the Iker Nikud that I'm saying. So Ramchal is learning like Tosis. He's saying that we're not dealing with simple, are you Chai, you Mace. We're dealing with your matzav in Ruchnius. But your matzav in Ruchnius is a tzaddik is a chai and a rasha is a mace. Let's understand that a drop more. We're going to go a little deeper by saying. Person, Nefesh HaChaim, we spoke about. I don't see that many people that were with us back from Nefesh HaChaim days, but somewhere. The person is made up of nefesh, ruach, neshama. The nefesh is the physical part of the world of the person. The ruach is the connection, if we call it the emotional side of the person. And the neshama is the spiritual part of the person. So the Mefarshim write, the Goyin writes this, that when a person's down to being only a nefesh, he's dead. because he's not living as a human being. So he's relegated to the life of an animal, basically. So that's not life. If a person will tell you, you can, I struggle with my parnassa, I can barely, I wish I was just a cow. Cows have it very easy in life. Go out, you graze, you got your grass for the day, and you're good. Okay? So what was the person thinking about? A cow's not alive. Kalapi, human being, the life of a cow is not life. All right? So Zakta Nefesh HaChai, Zakta Bechor Shor and others, that as a person does Averis, they're kind of cutting off parts of them, their being. Person Chas HaShem Karis, they're cutting off their neshama. Eventually, a person cuts off their ruach, and they're living only with their nefesh. They have no shlita, they have no power over their nefesh, and they do whatever their nefesh wants them to do. They don't go through any decision-making process. They don't use their bechira, and they don't use their ability to rise above challenges to live life like a human being. So they're living life like an animal. So a person that's living a life of a nefesh is a mace. So in Bechor Shor says that's what it means. Sadiq rishoyim bechayeyem nikroim mason, because they don't have the full bias of a human being. They don't have a neshama and a ruach that they're working with. Masha'enkein, a tzaddik, their guf is tovel to the neshama. So they're living with the neshama is connected. Even if they die, there's nothing changed. Nothing changed. They're still the same neshama, still active. And therefore, their tzaddikim, even b'misasim, kruim chayim. So, but it's the same idea. We have to decide for ourselves what is going into deciding who we are and what we live by. Do we live by our neshamas or do we live by our guf? What's guiding us in life? A person that lives kol kule guf nefesh dek is not a chai, he's a mace. He's living like an animal. A person that lives in a neshama dek, even b'misasam, is kruim chai. Gemara says, Tzadikim yetzer hatov shoiftan. Rishoyim yetzer hara shoiftan. And b'nei mzeh b'zeh, it's a strange lashon. What does shoiftan mean? So the Malas HaTorah is the brother of the Gra, brings down from the Gra that shoiftam in this case means to lead you. I don't remember the Makar in Tanakh that the word shoiftam means to lead you. Let me see. The Mishpat to Lashon Hanhaga. Okay, so Mamela, what it means is a tzaddik. Their Yetzer HaTov leads them in life. The Rasha, the Yetzer Hara, leads them in life. A Beinoni is Taka's both parts. A Beinoni is led by both. He has a little bit of his Yetzer Hara, he has a little bit of Yetzer HaTov. And a Beinoni has both parts leading them. And that's what a Beinoni is. So he has the days in between to work this out. Ba'akoponim, Zokhtar Amchal, a brand new Taich in Zochinu L'chaim. It's not brand new. But it's relative. It's definitely a new Havana. Zochein l'chaim means Yeruch Nias Tekachaim. But it doesn't mean I should be Zoicha to life. I should be Zoicha to be considered someone who is alive. It's not a secondary thing. I should be a good guy, so give me life. No. I should be considered somebody that you consider to be alive versus somebody that's considered to be a mace. That's what that means. I should be Nimne amongst the Rishonim who are Chaim. The Ramchal. Okay, and next he's going to explain. So, what's the end? We say in the end of Shemoneh says, what's that referring to? But Zachrin l'chaim, we got a pshat. Okay,
we should be Nimna amongst the Mishayim.
No, Tzadikim works against the Chaim. Yeah,